From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Arizona Senator John McCain made it to the White House today, at least temporarily. The Republican presidential candidate clinched the GOP nomination with his primary wins yesterday. And today he stopped by the White House for a private lunch with President Bush and to receive his endorsement. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain campaigned for President Bush 4 years ago, and they famously campaigned against each other in the primary of 2000. Today, President Bush stood alongside McCain outside the Oval Office and said he was honored to welcome his friend.
A while back, I don't think many people would have thought that John McCain would be here as a nominee of the Republican Party, except he knew he'd be here, and so did his wife, Cindy. John showed incredible courage, strength of character and perseverance in order to get to this moment. And that's exactly what we need in a president.
McCain said he was grateful for the president's endorsement and that it won't be the last time the two men appear together.
I hope that the president will find time from his busy schedule to be out on the campaign trail with me, and I will be very privileged to have the opportunity of being again on the campaign trail with him, only slightly different roles this time.
The Rose Garden endorsement is a tangible reward for McCain's victory in the primary, but it's also risky. Only about one-third of Americans approve of the job President Bush is doing, and photographs of the two men together won't help McCain with independent voters and the Reagan Democrats he hopes to appeal to. Already, a nonprofit group called the Campaign to Defend America has launched a million-dollar ad campaign that seeks to paint McCain as just like President Bush on taxes, health care, and the war in Iraq.
Where does John McCain stand on the issues? $1 trillion in Iraq over the next 10 years. McSame as Bush.
McCain's advisors say he'll make it clear during the campaign that he's not a carbon copy of the president. And Mr. Bush says he understands the need for every candidate to promise some level of change. He says McCain won't change when it comes to taking on the nation's enemies. The president says he'll be happy to campaign for McCain wherever it's helpful.
And if he wants my pretty face standing by his side at one of these rallies, I'll be glad to show up. But they're going to be looking at him.
McCain's first campaign stop after Washington is Florida, which was hotly contested in the last two presidential elections. Senior advisor Charlie Black says McCain won't limit himself to the traditional battleground states or to Republican strongholds.
Well, he wants to compete everywhere. I mean, California, for example, is very realistic because of McCain's strength in the Hispanic community. It appears that he's doing very well in the Asian community, which is a significant vote in California. So we just have to see how it shakes down.
Campaign staffers say McCain will begin the general election by introducing himself to voters again, expanding on the bare-bones biography they already know. He'll also be raising money and talking issues. The nominee in waiting is not likely to get the same level of press attention as the Democrats, who are still contesting their nomination. But McCain now has the luxury of weeks to get his own message out, while Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are busy campaigning against each other. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.